The link between drug abuse and musical celebrities is a perennial one. The reasons for drug use by some celebrities, otherwise called superstars, are manifold. The common thread which runs through them is that the intake of chemical substances boosts the performance of the musical stars and takes stage fright and pressure. But how true is this? In this feature, Anita Weskin takes a look at the effect of hard drugs on such celebrities.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now, I'm lost without a cause.
That was a song by the late American pop star and multiple Grammy Awards winner Whitney Houston. The song was released before her demise. She was retracing her steps after having her career rocked by drug addiction, which almost ruined her career. Many musicians, especially those in the Western world, largely abuse drugs which serve as performance enhancers. They claim these drugs help them in different ways. They range from Indian hemp, cocaine, LSD, heroin, to cigarettes. The drugs are said to be antidote to some of their problems. They claim such substances boost their performance levels, reduce anxiety, and help them to shrug off stage fright. It is not easy to decouple drug abuse from musicians. This trend has left some in rehabilitation homes, while others have not been lucky to overcome their addictions, which eventually lead to death in some instances. Substance abuse by musicians has led famous and powerful musicians to fall from grace to grass. Mention could be made of our own late Kiki Jan, one-time keyboardist of the ex-Wild Osibisa band, who battled drug and substance abuse for many years. His problem with drugs began in his heydays. He had difficulty stopping. Small wonder he was in and out of psychiatric hospital with scandalous frequency. For a very long time, it was only Indian hemp that was the dominant name among the list of harmful ones. But in the last two decades, cocaine use and abuse have increased significantly. The volume of cocaine consumed in the country is not clear. What is clear is that hundreds of tons have transited through this country to Europe and America. I spoke to High Life legend Pat Thomas of Sweet Beans fame. He was emphatic against the use of hard drugs by young musicians. He confessed that he had used marijuana before, but he took a bold decision to quit one day. Since then, he has since not gone back.
What I know is naturally, I mean, somebody goes into it, like somebody drinking, alcoholic or smoking or whatever. No, I would say whatever it is not good. It's a healthy, you have to be healthy, and those things might keep you away from healthy. Well, I've smoked before, but it's not like something I do every time. No, I've smoked before, not now. Or whatever, and I've been drinking too before. I mean, I've tried everything before, but it's over. Now I decided for myself that I don't want to do it anymore. And I said, it's not a good thing to smoke or to drink or to do anything, not the musicians alone, everybody as a human being. I advise that if you do it, it's not good for you, just put yourself away out of it.
I caught up with Ghanaian music legend Jedublé Ambulé, who shared some thoughts on the subject.
They make people to believe that when they take drugs, it will lift them into another, because everything is yourself. If you're going to perform, you get yourself prepared for the performance. I don't think anything can deter you from being able to deliver what you've rehearsed and all that. Back in the States, Europe, and all that, most of the musicians were into drugs. Some of the rock musicians and the jazz musicians and those who are into commercialized music, many of them and all that. But it's not something that as a musician or as an artist, you have to make believe that when you take that will make you perform better. I don't think so. It is you, your determination, your courage that can be able to help you deliver.
High Life reggae legend Kojo Enchi, known as Mr. Music Man, is on the same page with Jedublé Ambulé.
I believe the music itself is addictive enough. I mean, it's drug, is some kind of, you can be high on music. You know, so I don't see why you need the influence of another drug to be able to be a good performer or to get good ideas when you're high. I don't recommend it for anyone. I have never even tried even vigorously to even go as far as trying my hands on anything like marijuana. I've never tried it.
So how best can one deal with drug addiction?
Someone who is addicted to drugs needs the support of the family, of the community. It is the thing of the community to support someone who is an addict. That's the only way you can try to teach him the good ways, and I mean, but if you isolate the person, it's like you're pushing more into, going more into the drugs.
It was a feature by Anita West.